KAB3MXM.
KC3DON.
KC3EUD. Calling from the Eastern Shore.
All right, well, this is Marty, KAB3MXM. We'll be getting started here at the top of the hour. So, you know, as Tom Sider used to say, you know, just get yourself a drink and wait for the colors to fly through the air here. Well, get all comfy because we'll get started at 8 o'clock, KAB3MXM.
Well, I can't do that because I've been out of work since October 8th. Oh, my cheeks are burning. And I just got a job 2 days ago.
City, Maryland.
Well, you're here now, and that's good. It looks like we got the Ocean City repeater just chimed in. So we got the Eastern Shore, Ocean City, Southern Maryland. Let's see who else is on here. I've got Baltimore. Got Marty out here in Owings Mills. Oh, there's John. He's logged in here from down there in Silver Spring. Oh, Jim is here from Montgomery County. Thank you, Jim. And we got Bob. Hey, Bob's joined us. Thank you, Bob, for coming over here and checking in with us. And we got the Frederick repeater just logged on. So we'll be starting here in just a little bit. And thank you very much for joining us this evening. This is Marty, and you're going to be listening to the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net here on the WB3GXW, Wash underscore and linked repeaters. Stand by. We'll be starting at 8 o'clock.
I will be standing by.
All right, guys. I will be right back. I'm going to go get something to, maybe a glass of water or something like that. But I'll be right back. KB3MXM. All right, good evening. This is Marty, KB3MXM, Maryland DC Section Manager. Oh, my goodness. Stand by a second. I got noise in the background. Hang on. Forgot to turn my radio down. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening for the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net. Here on the 19th of November. And we'll get started here. So, first of all, thank you for joining us. We're going to cover a couple of interesting topics, and then we'll go down the list of those that have checked in. I really appreciate it. If you don't have your name on there, I'll have to ask you. I see a few, but that's okay. We'll get to everyone, I hope. All right, let's go ahead and get started. All right, so maybe some of you were up early this morning, early enough this morning to have an opportunity either to get up to see the lunar eclipse, or maybe you were on your way to work, or maybe you saw it, but it was a very nice eclipse. I saw it this morning, and then this evening I walked outside in a full moon, so I saw the moon set and then the moon rise, but I hope some of you had a chance to see the lunar eclipse. It was pretty impressive. And, you know, we just came through a meteor shower, so there was always opportunity there if you're doing a meteor scatter or even just some listening to maybe you listen to the local 2-meter beacon or 6-meter beacon. Very interesting. You can hear meteor scatter. You can hear the when the meteor goes over, and you get that refraction. So maybe you had a chance to even see some meteors as well. You know, a few things coming up here. We're not in the hamfest season. It gets cold outside, and so last hamfest was really nice. And maybe we'll get a chance to maybe have some winter activities here on amateur radio. And I know there's a couple of activities that go on in your communities that you support. So maybe we'll hear about that this evening as well. And we're always looking to hear about what your club or what you may be doing in amateur radio. Break. This past Wednesday was the HF hospital, hospital night on 3820. So that starts on the that net is on the Wednesday following the third Monday of every month on 3820 HF, and we really appreciate them getting together and sharing some information. So look forward to that again. Also happening for next, I think it's the next week. Let me check my calendar here. Yeah, a little bit more than a week. The International Space Station, they have their voice repeater turned on. So even with a handheld HT, you can set that up on crossband. If you have a 2 meter 440 rig, you can set that up. So the uplink frequency, the frequency you transmit on, is 145.990 with a PL tone of 67, and you listen on 70 centimeters on 437.8. And I've already made three contacts through the International Space Station. So that's going to continue, and then they're going to switch over to packet mode in December. More information about that can be found on the ARIS, that's the Amateur Radio ISS, A-R-I-S-S site, and there's more information about the communication plan that's going on with the International Space Station. Now, they will turn off the transmitter, they'll turn off the repeater when they're doing EVAs or other activities at the space station that requires that to be having that secure. Also, I'd like everyone to take a moment, if you're in the area, in the Worcester area of Maryland on the Eastern Shore. You know, the radio group, Worcester Radio Group, just got started recently, and they're doing an absolutely fantastic job down there. They're going to have VE sessions. They've had a ham fest and so much more. So look forward to more great things coming from them. And they have a great calendar of radio events that happens on Monday nights. They have a drive time in the mornings. They have Tuesday nets, Wednesday nets. They have a Fusion and Wires X net. It's a whole bunch of great stuff going in the Worcester area. So if you're there on the Eastern Shore or maybe even across the bay, you might be able to participate. Break. And for those who might have a shortwave radio or those that are hams that can use their multiband HF rig, next month is the transatlantic test of 1921. You can find this information on the ARRL website. They're using a replicate of the 1 Bravo Charlie Golf, 1 BGC replica transmitter for a special event. It's going to be held on December the 11th to December the 12th from 2300 Zulu to 04 Zulu. Windsor, Connecticut is the transmitting site, so hopefully you have a chance to listen to the transatlantic test of 1921. All right, we'll take a break just for a moment. Let some more stations check in. Allow me to grab another copy of the log here, and we'll start turning it over to some of our folks on. Oh, good. I see Jim's on here. That's good. And I think Father Al, I saw him too. That's great. And I recognized Bob a moment ago. So if you're looking at your chat list, you'll see some. Oh, Liz is on here too. Hey, Liz. Great, from D.C. has joined us. So let's take a quick break, and we'll get back to you in just a moment. KB3MXM. Okay, I see Rich has joined us. Okay, first I'd like to have our section staff give you a little information and introduce themselves. I think that's always good. And but first I want to go right to the very top here. Let's go to Jim. Good evening, Jim. WI3N from the Atlantic Division. Do you have a few words for our net this evening, sir? Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, thank you very much, Marty, and good evening, everyone. I have three quick things. One, our Atlantic Division Director, Tom Abernathy, is, as of yesterday, up in Newington, Connecticut, getting ready to have, having some committee meetings. So he's up there working some part of his anatomy off for us, and that is very good news. Secondly, I would like to thank Stu, WI3J, for putting me on with KF2O, Hank. He's looking for WI3 call sign, so we're going to work with him to get that taken care of for him. He's done all but three, and that's one of the three he hasn't done. And finally, the LARC, Laurel Amateur Radio Club, will be testing in Laurel tomorrow. Back to net. Thank you, Marty. WI3N.
All right. Very good, Jim. Thank you for that update from the Atlantic Division. And John added that testing 9 a.m. time for testing. Thank you very much, WB3GXW. All right, let's move to the assistant section manager for Maryland, D.C., Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and anything you'd like to add to the net this evening.
Okay, AB3WG, good evening, everyone. Thank you, Marty, as always, for running the net and doing a great job for the MDC section. One thing I would like to mention is the for affiliated club coordinators such as myself, the league has been reaching out to us with several emails. They've set up an email reflector so that we can communicate not only amongst ourselves but back and forth with the league, so that's pretty exciting. And also some really great work being done by our local Aries groups, and we'll probably hear about some of those things coming up tonight. I see some folks from our local groups on tonight. So if you're not involved in Aries, please do so. There's some really great folks doing some very good work in our local Aries groups. 7-3-all, AB3WG. Thank you, Marty.
All right. Thank you, Chris. And that's a great segue. Let's go to our section emergency coordinator, Jim, WB3KAS. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Marty. Everybody else on the net tonight. And it's a very bone-chilling cold. It's going to be 29 degrees when we get up in the morning, so we're all looking forward to that. I've got three calendar events to go over with for everybody, be of interest. Starting with December 16th, I will be attending a virtual meeting with the Maryland Hospital Association up in Elkton. It's a virtual meeting. We will be discussing ham radio in the Atlantic General Hospital over in Worcester. Back in 2017, we had an SAT and the hospital hosted it. There wasn't much chatter with the admin over there about having ham radio there. Turns out that they're interested now, and so this is going to be the first step in getting them acclimated to find out how much it's going to cost, et cetera, et cetera. And I believe that is the email where the contact is interested in becoming a ham radio operator. So we're looking forward to that meeting. On the 21st, there'll be a face-to-face meeting up at Cecil Chesapeake Bay Radio Association. They requested that Wanda and I go up there and give them a briefing on Aries in general and the hospital net, but I wrote back and told them I think it would be better if we talked about the complete hospital program in itself and find out if Cecil County has any amateur radio relationship. I don't think they do. Maryland Hospital Association did not know, but they're going to look into it for me. So we're looking forward to getting something moving out in that area of hospitals. COVID has really put a damper on meetings, getting togethers, that kind of thing. So we're doing all of our drills from home, which brings me to the next one. January 6th will be the first hospital drill for 2022. And it's going to be a Runlink 2000, Runlink Express, peer-to-peer across the state. That the scenario is going to be a blizzard. We've got traffic lined up to go to MEMA. Fun stuff. There will be relays, packet into HF got people to relay it and get messages out to the intended recipients. So far, I have 21 people lined up. The cutoff date was Thursday night. And I, how do I say it politely? That, in my mind, that's really not enough, considering in 2015 we did the same thing. We had 51 people sign up. I'm looking to see if I can get some help from the clubs. I thank Chris for putting up the notice on the, I'm not sure just how he did it, but he emailed all of the clubs that he had a list of. Didn't precipitate anything new that I saw. I'm really going to try to see what I can do to get this number up into the 30s and perhaps 40. It's a lot of fun. We'll get another nickel. It's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it last time we did this. And the people at MEMA, I certainly did appreciate knowing what we were doing. That's all I have right now. If you want it, by the way, if you're interested and didn't get the notice, didn't get a call sign at AOL.com, and I'll give you the details of how this thing's going to go down. Buck-to-net, WB3KAS.
All right, Jim. Well, thank you very much for that information. Just to recap, so Jim and Wander are going to be on the road here meeting with some hospital folks, and he's looking for some help for the January 6th Winlink 2000 and Express, and to get hold of Jim, it is his call sign at AOL.com. Okay, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC section EchoLink Net here on the WB3TXW, Wash underscore and Link to Repeater. Stand by. All right, let's go to our section traffic manager, Father Al, Whiskey 3, Yankee Victor, Quebec. Sir, go ahead.
Thank you, Marty, and good evening all. W3YVQ. Well, the first order of business is a reminder to folks who haven't checked into MEPN so far in November, but since we switched to Eastern Standard Time, the net has moved 1 hour earlier in local Eastern Standard Time than we were during the summertime. This is to keep us on the same solar time all year long. So the net in terms of UTC meets at 2130 Zulu for the pre-net and 2200 Zulu for the formal call all year long, but that's now 4:30 in the afternoon and 5 o'clock p.m. for the formal call. The other nets, the Baltimore Traffic Net, MDD, and MSN continue to meet at the same local times. Break. The Baltimore Traffic Net meets every night at 6:30 p.m. local time, and that's on the 145.33 repeater with no tone. It covers a wide area of the central part of the state here, down to the suburbs of D.C. and up into Pennsylvania. And it has multiple receive sites, and all comers are welcome. That net was established in 1995 to provide a place for newcomers, technicians, for example, to check in to a directed traffic net and learn about how to format and handle formal written record traffic and radiograms. There are liaisons that come from MEPN to BTN and then from BTN to MDD, which is our CW net that meets in the evenings at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Daylight Time, that's local, 7 and 10 o'clock local, on 3557. And that net provides the pathway for outbound traffic leaving the section and traffic coming in from elsewhere in the country at 10 o'clock in the evening. And the Maryland SlowNet continues to meet on 3563 at 7:30 p.m. every night local time. And that is a training net, and when you sign up there, you will be offered to receive training messages over the air at whatever speed you're comfortable with a personal instructor, one-on-one. Right. So MEPN is on 3820. At 5 o'clock nowadays, daily, MDD at 7 and 10, BTN at 6:30, and MSN at 7:30. And the Eclipse, which is interesting, gave me pause to think of eclipses of the sun that have taken place in past years, and it's a pretty radical experience to see it get dark in the middle of the daytime. And even more astounding to realize that during that time, the propagation on HF tends to resort to the nighttime form. That is, the ionosphere rises up higher above the surface of the Earth, skip distances lengthen out, and you begin to hear people on 80 meters from the Midwest, and when the sun reappears, it all goes back to daytime conditions again. Don't ask me when the next solar eclipse is, but if you can find it on the calendar, make a point to listen. It's quite an experience. Everybody have a great week and happy Thanksgiving all. W3YVQ.
Okay, thank you, Father Al. And if you missed this lunar eclipse, there'll be another one in May. And then there is the great solar eclipse that for continental United States starts in on the Texas-Mexico border, goes across the U.S. towards New England and off towards Nova Scotia. I think that's 2023. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Let me take another cruise down the list here. I'll be right back. KB3MXM. All right. Now let's go to some of our other section representatives. I see Liz. Good evening, Liz. K4LIZ. EC for DC. I just like the way that sounds. I wanted to say it, Liz. Go ahead, Liz. How about some words from the D.C. area?
Good evening, Marty and the group. This is K4LIZ, D.C. EC. No particular Aries news from the district, but I just wanted to take 1 minute to give a plug for the Hack D.C. Amateur Radio Club. As far as we know, we're the only club in the district that's not affiliated with a government agency or other organization. And we started getting some interest from some folks from the near suburbs as well. We kind of have a lot of folks who are apartment dwellers, so we kind of have a particular interest in remote operations, portable, and VHF, UHF, and we've got big plans for next year. So if anybody's interested, you can look up the club. It's Whiskey 3 Hotel Hotel Alpha Charlie, W3Hack. .org, and we look forward to you coming up to one of our meetings. We're still virtual. Other than that, I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving. K4LIZ, back to Net.
All right. Thank you, Liz. That was perfect, and thank you for sharing with us. We really appreciate it. Okay, now it's almost the bottom of the hour. I got 5 minutes here, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch over to repeaters that have connected, and we'll get some check-ins from our repeaters. I see a few here. So, like I said, we have the Eastern Shore. We got Ocean City repeater on. That's good. We got Frederick. We got Wash. Oh, we got WB3GXW linked in. And I might have missed somebody, but I don't think I did. So, stand by. We'll be right back. KB3MXM. All right. That didn't take too long. I'd like to go over to Bob. Hello, Bob. K3RLW. Please share with the group here the activities that are going on in DMR. I think there will be some interest. So if you could share with the group here the DMR net and any other information you think would be valuable. K3RLW.
Thank you there, Marty, and everybody on the net tonight. DMR is growing leaps and bounds. There's a wide area of repeaters now all the way across the Maryland-Delaware area, almost complete coverage. There's just few mile spots there with a little bit weak coverage, but it's getting better every day. And all the repeaters out there is just amazing. And I'm one of the net control operators for the Mid-Atlantic DMR net. We meet every Thursday at 8 p.m., and we've started a new program now where we're doing early check-ins to help alleviate all the pile-ups and things like that as the net is growing rapidly. We started out getting 10 members and then 15, 20, things like that. Now we're consistently getting numbers 30, 35, and we've peaked at 41, so it's getting bigger all the time. We'd love to have everybody join us on Maryland State 3124 every Thursday, 8 p.m., early check-ins at 7:30, a fun time. I love doing that. So as people will hear, they come on the net. So come on over and join us. I'm net control at least once a month and sometimes two times a month. So, but there, it's amazing, the repeaters. You don't have to have a hotspot nowadays. A lot of people say, oh, you need a hotspot. In Maryland and Delaware area, you really don't need a hotspot anymore, because there's so many repeaters. Unless you happen to be in one of the areas that's a little tricky, like I say, you're liable to have a repeater in your back door. Like right now, I've got a repeater that's 2 miles from my house. So come on over and join us. Have a great time. DMR's growing greatly. This is Bob over in the trap area in Eastern Shore. K4LW, back to the net.
Okay, Bob, that was excellent. Thank you so much. And radio over IP, R-O-I-P. You've got Fusion, you've got D-Star, you've got DMR, and so many ways of communicating now using internet protocol, but good old RF, it's good too. And Bob, terrible situation for me the other day, all kinds of antenna issues I didn't expect to have, and I just couldn't check into the net. I tried really hard, but hopefully things are going to get better here. And we will be able to check in on a more regular basis. Thank you very much for sharing with us. And I do send out, I try to remember to send out a notification through the Maryland DC section email list server. So if you're not signed up for this, there's an easy way to do it. And I can explain it to you right here. Break. Okay, first, you need to be a league member. And the reason why is because on your profile, you can select to get local information, like with club information and things like that. And if you do that and you set your email or you set your profile up to forward from your call sign, like I do mine, kb3mxm.net, to my email address, anything that the section manager would send out, you would get it in your email box. And so you would get notices that are sent out, and such things as the hospital net and the DMR net or other activities like marathons, runs, walks, other club participations can all be sent out that way. So you can do it from your ARRL profile. And if you need more information on that, you can always email me at kb3mxm. At ARRL.net. Okay, we're going to take a break and then pick up our repeater stations, and then we'll be back. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly session of the monthly net for the Maryland DC section here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore Echolink node and linked repeaters. Stand by. Okay, let me use an analog digital. Okay. That's a good one. Voice over internet propagation. internet protocol. Okay, very good. That's great, Scott. Thanks. Okay, you might have heard this at some point if you use the telephone nowadays. We will take the call in the order in which it appeared. So we're going to take WB3GXW link system. And John, if you're on, why don't you go ahead and check in and then call for stations on your node. All right, nothing heard. Let's go ahead with any stations that are currently using the WB3GXW repeater that would like to check into the net this evening. Your call signs, please. All right, nothing heard there. Next on my list is W3FDK, Mid-Atlantic Wireless Communications. And any stations that are listening to the W3FDK repeater that would like to check here on the net, your call sign, please. All right, let me make sure I'm working here. Let's see. Looks like it's working. Okay, let's move to the next one. KA2JAI is in listen mode only. Do we have any stations that have checked in to the KA2JAI repeater that would like to check in here? Your call sign, please.
KA2JAI. Any other stations wishing to check in on the 805, please call now. Shortlist tonight, Marty. It's just me and KB3KWT.
Okay, very good. Here I am checking in through your repeater from Owings Mills and hearing myself here on Echolink. Okay. That's pretty cool. All right, thanks, Mike. Do you have anything to share with us? Just a couple things, Marty. I'll be quick.
I know we got a lot of people on. Last month at our Aries meeting, we had one of our twice per year Saturday versions of WebEOC training. OEM is very kind to provide that for us on a weekend. And so we took care of that last time. This month, well, actually our meeting is tomorrow. We're going to have a brief regular meeting followed by a simplex test. We're going to fire up stations at the EOC and do some simplex testing tomorrow without using the repeaters except for coordination. I'd also like to mention that coming up on Tuesday evening, the 23rd, that will be the next VE exam session hosted by the Maryland Mobileers at the National Electronics Museum. Doors open at 5:45 p.m. And I've already talked to KWT. I know he doesn't have any comments, Marty, so I'm going to turn it right back to you. This is KA2JAI 73-ALL.
All right, very good. And that's Mike, Anne Arundel County. So thank you very much for joining us this evening, and Paul for joining us as well. And so some interesting stuff going on there. Once again, Aries. So if you're not an Aries member, and here's the great thing about this, and I like sometimes when I go to HamFest, I like to ask this question, a test question. Do you have to be a league member to be an Aries member? You need to be a league member to be an Aries member. And what is the minimum requirement to be an Aries member? Think about that for a second. We'll be back with the answer after we check in with the Ocean City repeater. Okay, let's go to K3ORB. And who do we have checked in with the ORB repeater? Your call sign, please.
Hey, good evening, Marty. This is Mark, K3WOC, on behalf of the K3ORB repeater in Ocean City. Hopefully portable. Coming in okay to the repeater. How's that audio sounded?
It's sounding pretty good, my friend. Sounding pretty good. Thank you. Anything happening on your side of town that you'd like to share with us here?
Oh, roger that, Marty. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Yes, indeed. We have a nice little weekend lined up here with the Worcester Radio Group. We're getting together for our fall meetup tomorrow at the Worcester County Fire Training Center in Newark, Maryland. We're going to have ourselves kind of it's a little fall field day, a little radio showcase kind of thing. We invite members of the club and well as guests to come on out and take a look at some cool equipment that we set up for the day and just have a good day of playing some radio outside. Might be a little chilly, but we're going to make the best of it. Here's back to you there, Marty, and there might be some other folks out here on the K3ORB repeater in Ocean City. Maybe we could see if anybody out there is listening and would like to check in to the MDC section-wide net tonight. Nothing heard here in Ocean City there, Marty. A lot of us getting a good night's rest tonight. We got a big day tomorrow. Thank you so much. I'll pass it back to you there. KB3MXM, this is K3WOC. Have a great night, everybody.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much for joining us this evening. And you folks down on the Eastern Shore, I do really want to get down there very soon. I really, really, really do. Oh, look, I got an email. Hang on a second, folks. Just in. Hang on. Okay. All right. Someone already sent me an email about that. All right. Let's go down our list of those that have checked in, and please be patient with me because I'm going to start at the top of my list here, top of the list that I have so far. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink here, the monthly EchoLink, on the WB3GXW Wash_DC EchoLink node and linked repeaters. Stand by. We'll be right back. All right, let's get started here. The first one on my list is Rich. Rich, Alpha Bravo 3, Whiskey Romeo. Rich, share with us this evening a few things that are going on with you. Go ahead. All right, nothing from Rich. Let's go to Scott at KB3JQQ. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm coming to you tonight using my All-Star Nerd because I'm told the audio is better. Other than that, not a whole heck of a lot going on. I hope you enjoyed the past couple of days of nice weather because I think we're heading to the W word, so get used to it. KB3JQJ.
You know, Father Al, he doesn't allow that four-letter word. It's not winter. It's the other thing. Okay, let's go to Pam, KB3SWS. Go ahead, Pam.
Thank you, Marty. This is KB3SWS, and last month, KB3SPH and I were not able to check into the EchoLink net. because we were wearing our astronomy hats that night, and we introduced a Girl Scout troop and their families to the wonders of astronomy, and we showed them the Moon, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, and deep sky objects through a variety of telescopes and binoculars. So hopefully we have a new group of astronomers waiting to get out there and enjoy the sky. Back to Net Control, KB3SWS.
Oh, that's fantastic news. Thank you so much for sharing with us this evening. You know, if you've never been to Nanjamoy, there's a question. Nanjamoy, where is Nanjamoy? Well, actually, there's some really important things to know. Number one is that I believe that it's a new maritime sanctuary down there. The sunken fleet is near Nanjamoy. And Nanjamoy, most of you might look on a map and say, oh, I see the Potomac River. And, yeah, it goes from western Maryland to Chesapeake Bay. It, you know, it flows to the south, to the southeast. But no, it actually doesn't. In some places, it flows to the southwest. So Nanjamoy, dark skies. I've been down there on field day. They know me well. I pull in early in the morning. And I remember one field day I showed up. The sky was absolutely transparent. The starlight was so bright that you could actually see your shadow of your hand when you held it above, it was my SUV. I held it above the hood of the SUV. I could see the shadow of my hand just from starlight. Beautiful place down there. Okay, thank you very much, Pam. And while I'm here, let me go to Jeff, KB3SPH.
Thank you, Marty. Good evening, everyone. Nice hearing everyone. Just wanted to report that our last Prince George's County Aries meeting on Monday, Jim, WB2KAS, gave real good interactive training on wind link position reporting. We actually did it during the Zoom sessions, had everybody telnet in, and then looked at their positions on the wind link map. So good training was had by all. Back to that, KB3SPH.
Oh, very good, Jeff. Well, you know, out in the western parts of the United States and Hawaii, they're using WindLink for real-time seismic reporting. So they have it all set up out there with the ham. So if you feel an earthquake, you send a WindLink message. It is that WindLink message. It's formatted, so it's parsed, and that information is then shared in real time, near real time, with the USGS, and it maps that information on their maps so that they get a better assessment of ground shaking. So position reporting and earthquakes and a whole bunch of other great things that it can happen with WindLink. All right, let's move to Stu, WI3J.
Well, thank you, Marty. Good evening, everyone. WI3J, Stu here in Gettysburg. And I was pleased to hear that Jim, WI3N, made a hookup with the ham up in New York, because he came to me first with an email. He's working on completing 900 contacts, and this is the call sign prefixes combinations in North America. That's the letters and the number at the beginning of your call sign, and he needs WI3. And unfortunately, I told him the far end of my dipole came down in the woods a couple of weeks ago when he had that rain and windstorm, and I can't get to it right now. So I referred him to Jim, WI3N, and hopefully they'll make the hookup. Isn't that interesting? And I said, yeah, 40 meters during the day would be a good way to accomplish that, or even 80 meters later on. But I wish I could partake of that, but I'm glad Jim picked up on that, and hopefully they'll get that completed. That's it for me. Back to you, Marty, WI3J.
All right, very good, Stu. Thank you very much for that information. Well, there you go. There's always something to do in ham radio. Needed WI3. Didn't know of such a thing. You know, working grid maps with satellites or county contesters or things like that, the contesting things are always fun to do, and you really don't have to be an experienced contester to enjoy it. Information can be found on the league on their contesting site. And there's also a another website, WB8, I think, that gives all the contests that are going on. And if you don't actually participate, you can listen. There's a great opportunity to listen there. And during contesting is another opportunity for you to configure your digital station for best reception. Matter of fact, it's a great idea doing that is to listen to digital contests and see what you need to do to see to try to get the most number of stations being received. And I do the same thing. Well, I won't go into that, but I listen to a shortwave radio program, out of WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida, on weekends. They have a digital magazine. They transmit for a half an hour text and images. Text and images. Look it up. Shortwave radiogram. All right. Very good. Let's see. Nope, I don't have to yet, so we'll go right to Don, N3FQC.
Good evening, everyone. FYI, if anybody knows someone who wants to take a ham test tomorrow in Baltimore County area, Aero Club is giving a test at 1 p.m. On the 20th, tomorrow, in Rosedale, Maryland, at 1 p.m., yeah, I said, at American Legion, that's 1331 Sigwood Avenue. And if you have any questions, need directions, or anything like that, I can be contacted at n3fqc@arrl.net for any information, instructions. Walk-ins are welcome. Thank you.
Okay, there you go. There you go. You know, great time this time of season. Start studying on your next license class. Or as I said one time recently, I said, just go take the tech exam again. Or go take the general exam again. You'd be surprised how much you don't remember. All right, let's go to Dave, KB3HWM. Dave, a few words for the net, sir.
Hey, Marty and everybody else on the net. Not a whole lot going on this evening. Just kind of remembered it was net time a little after the net, so kind of got in a little late. But it's been a while, so I checked into the evening EchoLink net, so I figured I'd jump in and listen and learn something. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, KB3HWM.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Let me go ahead and ID, and as soon as I'm done IDing, we're going to go to KC3EUD. And I don't have your name, so I'm going to have to ask you. So KC3EUD, you are next. But first, this is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland DC Section Manager. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net, held on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. on the WB3GXW's WASH_DC and linked repeaters, linked nodes. So with that, let's go to KC3EUD.
This is KC3EUD. My name's Anthony. Like I said, I was jobless since October 8th. I just finally got a job 2 days ago, and I'm liking it a lot better than the old job. But other than that, I have a big deposit. I have to get my rent paid for a full month, and yet I'm supposed to be on a low-income thing, but they're not doing it. I don't know why, but other than that, everything's going good. Just waiting for my YL to get home from work. She's actually working for the city of Ocean City. She's actually doing the lights. And yesterday, they were actually free. And they were worried about the six-foot rule. There's so many people there that they didn't worry about Corona. But other than that, everything's going good. Back to net.
Okay, Anthony, well, that is good news, and we're looking forward to you joining us as often as you can, so please do so. Thank you once again. All right, let's go to K3DON, Mr. Don. Your comments for the net, sir.
Let's see. Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is K3DON. Well, we've got an email about Harford County Aries Races will be having a CPR and stop bleeding class next month instead of our meeting. That's what we're going to be doing. And so that's always the first Thursday of the month. And on January, the first Thursday of the month, we're going to be doing a web EOC class. Excuse me. So that's what they're up to now here in Norfolk County, Maryland here. And we do, I don't do it because I don't have the equipment, but they do FLDigi practice after the first of the media radio meetings that we do. The first one is always on the second Tuesday of the month, and the last one is on the fourth Tuesday of the month. So on the first Tuesday of the month, they do the FLDigi radiogram, or not radiogram, but it's actually transmissions, messaging. And then on the fourth one, we do the voice radio messaging. So I've been participating in that some of the time. I don't always get to, but I have been doing that. So that's some of the stuff that we've been doing since we haven't been doing any real exercises with the EOC. But we've been doing these exercises like that every first and fourth, I mean, every second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. So that's what we've been doing in that part of the area. With that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is K3DON.
Hey, Don, before you run off, your FLDigi, and I do hear you, do you do that? You do it via their 2-meter repeater, right? What's the frequency up there?
That's the Harford County 2-meter repeater 146.775 with a PL tone of 146.2. And if you want to listen to or get in with us also on the 440 one, that is 449.775 with a PL tone of 162.2. So those are the two repeaters for the analog. Back to you, Marty, K3DON.
All right, Don. Well, that gives some information to those folks here, so I think that'll be very, very good. All right, now let's go to Mike. I forgot you, Mike, last time around. Mike, NC3M, November Charlie 3, Mike. Go ahead. All right, nothing there. All right, now this is where I'm going to ask for any stations that we haven't called or would like to add something to the net. Your call sign, please. All right, nothing heard there. WB3GXW. John, are you on and with your bulletin information for the weekend? Are you listening?
Good evening, Marty, WB3GXW. We're going to have three bulletins tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. They will be transmitted on my repeater and then the WARSH DC conference server. And then, of course, on Sunday, it will be the bulletin at 7 o'clock this week in amateur radio. Testing tomorrow, as Jim said, 384 Main Street, Laurel, Maryland, Women's Club, start at 9 a.m. If you wish to come and upgrade, we'd love to have you. If you've got anybody who's interested in obtaining a new license, there's no charge for testing under the Laurel VEC program. And that's all I got. Well, my father, who was not an amateur, but he served in World War II, passed away in October 24th, at a ripe old age of 95 years old. Good run for him. So I'm proud of him, and he's in a better place. Good night, everybody. WB3GXW.
Okay, John. Thank you, and condolences to you, your family, and loved ones. Yes, very, very well indeed. Thank you for sharing all of that information. And just for those that might want to know, your repeater frequency, please.
Roger. It's 147-225 plus 600, submodal PL of 156.7. It's 24/7 Echolink and 24/7 open auto patch, long distance capability. Always available. WB3GXW.
Okay, there you go. All right, I guess I'll take a moment here before I got less than a minute, so I'll take it real quick. So I've been very involved in DMR recently, and I also got my GMRS license. GMRS, pretty interesting stuff. There's nets on there, channel 19 and net. Channel 17 is really active. React also uses this, and GMRS, you can get your, I would recommend you getting it. I mean, with the GMRS FRS radios, gives you another form of communication, especially if you happen to be in a situation where you need to give communications to someone else who's not a ham. You can get the FRS radios at Walmart or order them from other places. They're not expensive. And just think of the scenario: you're at a location and you want to be able to communicate with someone pretty easily. You can exchange phone numbers. But as soon as that person that you're dealing with or you leave, now there's a new phone number. But if you hand them an FRS radio and you say, look, if you need me, call me on this. And you might just be across the street or around the corner or off in a comp trailer, and that person calls you, hi, this is Bob from Red Cross. John, do you hear me? And John says, yes, I do. What do you need? You guys can come over here and give us a hand. We're trying to move this pallet. There's a resource you just can't do without. So the radios now are GMRS and FRS based, and I've gotten into that as well. So an opportunity to do radio communications is always good. Listen to the space station when it goes over. Get involved in the amateur radio club. If you're interested in emergency communications, remember, M radio is a hobby, but MCOM is not. So I would encourage you to get involved in MCOM if you are serious about emergency communications. And I say serious now, because when you're needed, you're going to be needed, okay? All right, I think that's all from the section manager's desk. Thank you all for joining us this evening here on the 19th of November. I wish you all the very best. Be safe, be well, enjoy the holiday with or virtually with your friends and families and your fellow hams. And by all means, get on the air. 73s, have a good night, KB3 MXM.